This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we're checking out of here until tomorrow. But then we'll check out of here for the weekend. And don't worry, we'll be here on Monday for Columbus Day. Maybe we'll even talk a little bit of Christopher Columbus. The Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. Chris, what? Chris, what? I said Pinta. What? Pinta? But, well, yeah, Pinta, obviously.
Buenas tardes.
That's what I meant to say, Chris. I was testing you to see how your Spanish was. Good work. You passed this time. Anyway, so have you ever known somebody? We're not doing the same thing we just did about the broke thing. I'm going to get to the calls here in a second. But have you ever known somebody flat broke and out of work? You ever had a buddy who's flat broke and out of work? And I'm not talking about just lost his job, just got laid off, and he's bummed about it. He's not looking for work. He just sits around and just drinks Mountain Dew and plays video games. You've known somebody like that in your life, haven't you? What would happen if you asked that guy if he wanted money? What do you think he would say? Hey, you want some money? You think he would say yes? He would, wouldn't he? Well, that's exactly what's happening when you get polls like this one. 86% of Americans want government spending cuts, including most Democrats. And you dig into the polls and they did a poll. And most Americans, yes, this government spending is way out of control. We definitely need cuts there. Got to have a lot of cuts there. Definitely need cuts. You don't want cuts. Americans want cuts to government spending the same way your out-of-work buddy wants money. He doesn't want to go to work and earn a paycheck. No, he thought you were just going to give him money. That's exactly what Americans think about government spending. Should government spending be cut? Absolutely. Okay, what about this? What? No! What about this? What? People will die! Okay, well, Social Security and Medicare, 2/3 of the budget. Are you kidding me? Get your government hands off my federal benefits! American people do not want spending cuts. They do not want government cuts. And you know how I know? Here's how I know. There haven't been cuts. We don't like to accept that this is a representative government that accurately reflects who we are. Nevertheless, this is a representative government that accurately reflects who we are. You start going down the list of government programs you say have to be slashed and burned. The second you get to specifics, people tell you absolutely not. Generally, oh, sure, cut. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, sure, we need cuts. Specifically, no, not in a million years. That is a fact. All right, Jim Bob, Washington, go.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
877-377-4373. Jim Bob got cut off there, but just want to remind everybody, no small talk of any kind here. No small talk of any kind. Jim Bob, I believe, is going to bring up the Trump being Speaker of the House thing. Trump said he's open to it, to being a unifier. He came out today and said he's open to it. There are congressmen like Troy Nels. There are multiple congressmen who are calling for Trump to be Speaker, because you don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be Speaker of the House. I personally don't understand how Trump can possibly run for president and go through all this legal crap and be Speaker of the House. I'd have no problem with Trump being Speaker of the House. I just don't know how he can run for president while he's doing it. You'd have to drop out running for president. There's no way he's doing that, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's three of them. I don't know how we would have enough time in the day. Joe, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, man. Love you. Been listening for a while. Man, I'm with you, you know, 99%. You know, your heart for the unborn, your heart for, you know, the Acervo Project for the trafficked children. You know, your fresh take, your understanding of communism, I think you're, you know, like a prophet in a way. It's like it's the first time I have enjoyed not hearing the talking points, you know, the conservative talking points. I can just hear the raw. I just don't, man, I'm so conflicted. There's this one thing that just, I can't get past. It's your,
what did
your,
I do? What did
it's
I
your
do?
Position on Trump. It's like, you see him as disposable. Like, you know, it's like, he's done so much. He's the first one who's pulled back the curtain. The first person who's actually in my whole life. Like, I voted for Ross Perot because I saw the Uniparty back then.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first, you know, presidential election I voted in, and, you know, that didn't work out. But, man, we got one of us in there. He's, like, taking all the heat, all the fire, and it's just like, you just want to, like, write him off. You know, he's a victim of the communist system, you know.
Okay, like, that's a good, hold on, let me pause on you for a second. One, it's not that I see Trump as disposable. I see all of them as disposable. Every single one of them, top down, from Trump to Biden to president to Democrat to Republican, independent, they're all disposable. All of them. That doesn't mean some can't do more good than others. That doesn't mean Trump didn't, as you said, move the ball in the right direction faster than many others have had and revealed a lot of things. But in the end, they're all still disposable, are they not? And even look beyond the opinion thing, whatever you think about it or I think about it, we're all disposable because we're all going to die. Trump's in his mid-70s. He ain't leading no movement that's going to save the country. It's not possible. Does that make sense?
Okay, but my point is, if we just let him go take all these bullets and get, you know, wasted and you yeah. know, just he's gone, who, what about the next person we put
what,
up? And
they do what do you mean? Let me ask you. I'm not mad at you. Let me ask you. What do you mean if we let him take all the bullets? What do you want us to do?
I know that's the bottom line. It's what came to
well, then see, no, I wasn't trying to be glib about it. That's the thing. You've heard how frantic I am about what they're doing to Trump. It's a disgrace. Even if I hated him, I wouldn't want that done. I know you're frantic about it, too. We're watching the persecution, the political persecution of somebody just for his politics. It's not because of anything Trump did, just for his politics. And so you will hear people say what he just said. And again, I have no animosity towards you, Joe. That was a great call, and you make great points. But people said, we can't just let him go down. We have to stand with him. But the ultimate question is, what do you want to do? What does that mean? Ultimately, look, there's that statement we've brought up before. It's an old statement. It's not mine. This is a well-known statement when it comes to the legal system. You have prosecutors, lawyers, cops, judges. They will have heard this statement 1,000 times. And it's horrible and it's hard to hear, but it is true. And the statement is, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. What does that mean? That means once a justice system, an American justice system, let's say it turns evil, which it has, but even if it wasn't evil, no matter what, evil, good, no matter what, once it grabs you, once it gets its hooks in you, even if in the end you can maybe beat this charge or plea down this charge or this or that, they will still make sure that you are utterly destroyed by the time you come out the other end, and they've been doing this forever. Look, even if you would tell me right now, Jesse, I can snap my fingers and I can make sure that those juries are all going to come back not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty on Donald Trump. Even if you could do that, which obviously you're not naive, you know that's not going to happen. But even if you could do that, he's going to come out the back end of it destroyed. They're destroying his finances right now in New York. Unjust, despicable, yes, but destroyed. They're going to destroy his life. They're going to destroy his campaign. He's not going to have any money to campaign on for president. They're going to completely wipe that out. And I hate that. And I look, I have issues with Trump, as you know, and I hate that. But there's nothing I can do about it outside of prayer. There's nothing you can do about it outside of prayer. So I've never once told you, if you are a Trump hardcore, hey, dump him and go with someone else. I've never said that, and I never would. I never would say something like that to you, ever. That's totally disrespectful. If Trump's your guy, you back him. But when I come here and I tell you that he's caught up in an evil system and he ain't getting out of it, I'm not cheering. I'm not saying he's caught up in an evil system and he's not getting out of it. He's caught up in an evil system and he's not getting out of it. It's freaking horrible. I hate it. Hate it. But it's true. Like I've said, 2024 is going to be a lot to swallow for all of us. Even you. Even me. Even for anti-communists who know what time it is. The things that are going to happen in this country. It's going to be a lot to swallow. All right? All right. Chris, why don't you grow up? All right? Why don't you grow up? All right. We will get to more of these, and then this Commerce Secretary. You know what? I may lead with this Commerce Secretary, then we'll get to more of these in just a moment. Now, remember this. If you call in from a Pure Talk phone, you get the bonus soundboard item of your choosing. You want to hear Don't Rap? Don't Maybe you're even in the mood for crickets. Oh, who are we kidding? We all know what you want. The soundboard item of your choosing, immature as it may be, comes with a Pure Talk phone. Now, why? Because I don't want you funding dirty commie companies anymore. And I don't want me funding them anymore. T-Mobile and AT&T, Verizon, garbage companies that hate you and hate me. Go look up T-Mobile and Black Lives Matter. Tell me if you're happy about sending them money every month. Switch to Pure Talk. There's a patriotic cell phone company out there digging into issues veterans are facing. Their CEO is a veteran. Their customer care team, all Americans, based in America. Go spend 10 minutes on the phone with an American and switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, Huey Lewis was underrated. Underrated. Is he still alive, Chris? Do you think he's still alive? I think he is still alive. A lot of people. No, he's still alive. I want to go to a Huey Lewis in the News concert. Eh, after that Lionel Richie thing, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, remember tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are your questions. Whatever you email into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Our Commerce Secretary is a nutball. I know you know that. Her name's Secretary Raimondo, Gina Raimondo. But I'm glad she spoke today. She had to sit in front of the Senate and answer some tough questions from some of our better senators, and we don't have many of those. But Eric Schmidt, one of the good ones, J.D. Vance, another one of the good ones, sat her down today and they asked her some questions. Now, they're interrogating her about climate change, internet access, stuff like that. Stuff that it really doesn't matter whether or not you understand what they're talking about. For our purposes, it is important to listen to her, though. When we call these people religious zealots, listen to this woman. This is what I mean. And it's not the end of the world if you have a society with nutballs in it like this. Unless those nutballs achieve significant positions of power, if they move off of the street corner and into the halls of power, you're going to find yourself as a nation in a lot of trouble. Listen to the Commerce Secretary of the United States of America, and you tell me communism isn't a religion.
What does climate change have to do with broadband?
Climate change has to do with everything. Tell me.
Oh, I'm going to let her keep going. Don't worry. It goes on for a couple minutes, but let's just pause on that and just digest that for a minute. Told you it was a religion, didn't I? And like we've talked about a million times, do you have religious beliefs? Are you a Christian? Do you set Jesus aside? If I asked you, if we were sitting down talking about anything, whatever, baseball cards, if I sat down and I led off with, hey, let's take Jesus out of it, set Jesus aside for a minute, what would you say? I don't set Jesus aside. Jesus is everything. Well, I'm glad you believe that. It is important for you to understand, whether or not you believe that or not, that these people are equally committed to their God. I'll let her go again, and I'll let her go this time, but listen to her. This is the Commerce Secretary, not some nutball college freshman with a bunch of dreadlocks in her hair who smells like weed and never shaved her armpits. This is the Commerce Secretary of the United States of America.
What does climate change have to do with broadband?
Climate change has to do with everything. Tell me your exact question.
Well, you ask, you have climate change requirements. And that the NOFU states eligible entities must account not only for current climate-related risks, but also for how the frequency, severity, and nature of these extreme events may plausibly evolve as our climate continues to change over the coming decades. Can you tell me anywhere, Madam Secretary, anywhere where Congress has put into law that you would require them to mitigate climate change? Can you point to that section?
Congress requires us to be good stewards of taxpayer money.
That's not my question.
To be accountable.
Where are you drawing that authority from?
We have to fund projects that will be successful. Otherwise, we'll waste money.
So I understand you might think it's important. I understand Joe Biden might think it's important. But Congress hasn't actually said that's a requirement.
But you want us to fund projects that will be successful. And if climate events prevent success,
How does deploying broadband in Branson, Missouri, have anything to do with your climate agenda?
I'll give you a great example. Well, no, but for example, Senator.
Listen, I'm going to let her go. I'm going to give you an example. And it's easy to dismiss these people as Fruit Loops until you stop and pause and think about the power this person has at her fingertips.
I talk to people all the time, including in rural places, who tell me that due to climate events, their current technology doesn't work. Like, they don't have the internet when there's a storm. So climate very definitely affects the effectiveness of certain technology.
I can
just let's dwell on that. Well, someone told me there was a storm. There was a storm. There's a storm here, actually, right now, I believe. They have the windows blocked out, but during the break, I saw it was raining. There's a storm here. I looked out, and I saw a storm. Some thunder and lightning. Some rain. The communist looked out and he saw an act of God, an act that he has to try to stop. That's how truly deranged these people are. And that's how committed these people are. That's what I've tried to get through over and over again to the useless little TGOP. You've got to match their commitment. And at this point in time, we're not in the same ballpark. We're not even playing the same sport commitment-wise. They don't set their God aside for anything. We have got to be committed. Committed to anti-communism. All right. I'm going to get to your takes in a minute. And I have another senator. I want to play J.D. Vance real quick. And then we shall get to that. Before we get to any of that, people like that nutball, they not only run the commerce, they're in charge of the food supply internationally. The worst people on the planet, the most despicable, murderous, religious zealots on planet Earth are currently overseeing America's food supply, the Earth's food supply. Do you think it would be a good idea to, I don't know, come up with some kind of a backup plan just in case these people end up trying to starve you to death? I think that would be a very good idea. Go get your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. They've got them prepped and ready. You don't have to sit and stress out. How long are these granola bars good for? Just go to My Patriot Supply and get some. They're 25% off when you go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com gets you 25% off. Everyone in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. They need it. So get it. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Here was J.D. Vance.
Think about this from the perspective of a company that is thinking about locating a chip fabrication facility in this country or in China. From China, they get cheap labor, massive subsidies, and a government that seems to want to work with them. From the United States, they get a little bit of money and a human resources statement that looks like it was written by a 22-year-old gender studies graduate of Harvard or Yale, which, let's be honest, it probably was written by a 22-year-old gender studies graduate of Harvard or Yale. Why would you locate your facility in the United States of America when you get a human resources lecture from us, but from China you get a whole lot of money and a whole lot of facilitation for your business? What's the market economy here? Is it the economy that makes it hard to do business or easier to do business? I'm curious, where would you locate the facility given those two separate sets of criteria?
Sir, before I went to China, I talked to about 120 CEOs of U.S. businesses, and they all told me that China is becoming increasingly uninvestable. I think there's no doubt that I would locate my business in the United States.
I agree with you, and I agree these companies should locate their business in the United States, but we have to be careful. The reason that China has become uninvestable is because it's very, very hard to get our money out.
That's a fact. All right, your calls. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so excited. I don't know why I'm so excited. I feel like next week, it's going to be a great week. It could be a complete and utter disaster, but an entertaining week. Does that make more sense? An entertaining week, and I'm excited about it. I love this headline. Current 30-year mortgage rate is the highest in over two decades. What that means for buyers? Well, look, hey, I'm no expert, but I think it means buyers are going to pay more. I believe that's what it means. I'm going to reach out to some experts and find out if that's the case, though. All right. Let's go as fast as we can. Mary, Idaho, go.
Hey, I think your Spanish is probably really good, but I've lived in Austin, si. Texas, and Sacramento, California, and I've been to Mexico. But I think the only phrase that pays to get you in any door is si se puede.
Oh, Jill Biden. All right, what's up, Mary?
But the reason I called was you were talking about the groups that get together to support the left. And I'm wondering why we don't, on the right, come up with intersectionality in some of those places that we're pro-marriage, we're pro-baby, just like gays and lesbians are. We want to build our inner cities just like African Americans and other minorities do. We want to eliminate wrongful prosecutions just like those minority people do. And we want to be able to own weapons just like minority people do. Who needs to go to those groups and extend the hand of welcome into the tent of the right?
Well, here's what we have to do. One, let's not overstate, and you're right about this. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Let's not overstate the amount of common ground. Let's not overstate that. But there is common ground, depending on what you're talking about. As far as the urban black community, remember when we talk about when you're talking about Democrat voting blocks, I always make sure I stress we're talking about the urban black community. This is not universal for every black person. Or every white person, or that's not how it works. The urban black community has been a power center for Democrats that Republicans have neglected. No, these people aren't going to turn around and start voting Republican tomorrow, the next day, the next year, or 10 years from now. But Republicans, what they need to do is the personal touch. When you say, who needs to reach out? How do we begin that? Well, Joe Collins, you probably never heard of Joe Collins unless you've been listening to the show a long time and you memorize every episode. You don't remember Joe Collins. Joe Collins is a Navy vet, black dude from Compton. He is from Maxine Waters, that horrific commie hag in California. He's from her district. And I've had Joe on before talking about this. And Joe has said, Jesse, before I set up shop in Compton, no one there had ever met a Republican. They'd never met one. Here's what the communists do very, very, very well, and we neglect a lot. The communists, they will fight unwinnable races because in the long run, they will play the long game. In the long run, they know that will help them in the end. Do you have any earthly idea how much money the communists sink into the state of Texas every single year? Trying to win statewide race after statewide race, futilely, by the way. All this money's thrown away, trying to win these huge races. They sink millions, hundreds of millions of dollars they pour into this state. Why? Because they're introducing themselves to new voters, knowing they'll lose, but with the hope that in the end, they will make gains. That is true outreach. The GOP is always talking about black outreach, and I don't like that identity politics stuff, but the GOP has no idea what black outreach is. The GOP thinks black outreach is turning people loose from prison, which that in and of itself is fairly insulting. Wouldn't you agree? That's not black outreach. Black outreach is you go find a black dude in the neighborhood who's a Republican and you back him with some money so he can run for office and go introduce you and himself to the people in that area. In that neighborhood, that's true outreach. True outreach is shaking someone's hand, knocking on doors. You've heard of knocking on doors, or maybe you've done it for a campaign. Why? Why do people do that? It's so stupid. We all have cell phones now. I have TV commercials. Why don't I just put something up on Instagram? But why? There's no substitute for putting a hand in someone's hand and talking to them. Even if they don't agree with you down the line on issue after issue after issue after issue after issue, the personal connection, the personal touch, that is what will move the ball forward. But we don't do it. We don't do it. The communists do this better than us. They, and it goes way beyond this, they spread their money around in a million different ways better than we do. They have chosen to fund a massive multi-billion dollar non-profit institution in this country. I was going to call it organizations. There are so many of them now who work together. It's just one big institution now. Their non-profit machine, their billionaires throw gobs of money at it with no hope for a return on their investment. They will get billionaires to just stroke huge checks with nothing in return. The donors, the gigantic rich donors on the right, they don't operate that way. They're mostly businessmen. On the left, yes, some are businessmen, but many of them come from these gigantic rich families where they didn't earn the wealth, like the Ford family and Rockefellers. Those are some of the most evil commie scum families in the country now. Whereas you look at their grandparents, they were the rocks that built this place. Well, their heritage is a bunch of commie scum losers who take grandpa's money and spread it around to commie filth. On the right, the right has all these huge donors, but they're mainly businessmen who are active. So if I come to them, and I haven't, I'm not asking anybody for money, I don't need your money. But if I come to a group of Republican businessmen and I tell them, hey, I need $50,000 each from all of you because I'm going to run an ad campaign in Brooklyn on why it's important to be pro-life, I wouldn't walk out of there with a single check, because every single one of them would say, wait a minute, Brooklyn, they're all Democrats and they love abortion. I'm not going to get my $50,000 back. Communists don't operate that way. We have to start operating that way. The communist, oftentimes his aggressive demonic nature can work to his advantage in that he doesn't ever see anything where he doesn't want to go. It doesn't exist. He wants to go everywhere because he wants to dominate and destroy everything. That's the difference. Marcus, Colorado, go.
Yo, Jesse. Hey, man. What did you ask me? Am I calling in on my Pure Talk phone? Oh, of course I am. Why wouldn't I? The bar's hungry.
Yes, sir. Go, Marcus.
Oh, that felt so good. Hey, man, my kid's a sophomore, high school, pretty woke high school, and they announced over the loudspeaker after the Pledge of Allegiance, which half the kids don't stand for, that there was going to be a Bible study. And so my kid immediately said, sign me up. And I was so proud of him and so happy that the school actually allowed it, number one. Number two, he went. And then after, I guess the next day, baseball practice, he said, hey, guys, there was mostly girls in the Bible study. You guys should go, too. So he's encouraging his friends to go. And his name is Owen, and he loves the Frito Bandito.
Oh, Owen can have whatever he wants. You're dragging your baseball team to Bible study. Yeah, the man has earned it.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
We will be back with one more segment. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't you dare forget that you have to email your Ask Dr. Jesse question in right now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Mara Healy, she's the governor of Massachusetts, in case you're wondering. You see, there's a story out there, just a little mini story about the illegals, they're stuffing them in hotels. Well, they got the Army-Navy game coming up. And the Army-Navy families apparently can't get a hotel room to watch their child play this legendary football game because all the illegals have filled up the hotel rooms. My favorite is her response to it. The governor came out and said she's distressed about that. Now, what did she actually say there? Nothing. So what's she going to do about the problem? Well, nothing. Absolutely nothing. But she said she's distressed, and that alone is her trying to give everybody a little pat on the head, just like Biden's doing with this border wall thing. It's her giving everyone a pat on the head. Everyone calm down. Look, I know these illegals are running out of great American families, but I'm distressed about it, guys. I want you to know I'm super distressed about it. Very, very common. Many such cases in this country. Jim Jordan, again, this Man, sounds like he wants to be your speaker.
Why should we be sending American tax dollars to Ukraine when we don't even know what the goal is? No one can tell me what the objective is. Is it some kind of negotiated peace? Is it driving them out of...
Yeah, Hillary's not a big fan.
It's said that the main contenders for his position are Jim Jordan, who you know very well from Benghazi.
Oh, I don't know him well. I watched him and stared at him for 11 hours while he made stuff up about me. So I don't know him, but I've seen him in action.
So what will it mean if he gets the speakership?
Well, I mean, he is one of the principal ringleaders of the circus that's been created in the Republican Party for the last several years. But when do they put the country first? They do not represent a majority.
Yeah, I can't listen to her. Did you hear Rick Santelli? This is a little dark.
A few days ago, CNBC's Rick Santelli predicted the interest rates on the 10-year bond could conceivably jump to 14%, up from today's already ruinous 5%. If that happens, we could see something a lot bigger than the 2008 crisis. Here's Rick.
The worst case scenario, where treasury rate's going to go 10-year, I'd say in the next 7 years, you should be able to see 13.5%, 14%.
Are you serious?
Yes.
14%. Exponential debt. Exponential interest. Don't think that this crisis is going to look like the last one simply because the debt now exceeds 120% of GDP. This next debt crisis is the one that's going to be brutal. By the way, do you have gold yet? Do you have physical gold? I mean, gold coins in your physical possession. Are they in your home? Or silver? I don't care what color it is. Precious metals. Do you have those yet? You know, it's easy, right? It's completely easy to own it. When you work with Oxford, you don't need a bank vault. They're not going to ship you gold bars like your Fort Knox. They're just going to make sure you have something to get you by for when these people just torpedo us. They're going to get it in your 401k too, so you don't lose all that. But they can't do any of that if you don't go to jessekellygold.com. jessekellygold.com. My own family goes there. I go there. My friends go there. My neighbors go there. That is the only place I'll go because they're so chill about it, and I don't do used car salesman crap. I want some precious metals, make it easy for me, and be laid back about it, and that's what they do. Tell them I sent you. JesseKellyGold.com. 14%, man. Dang. Oh, that's brutal. Ronnie, Nebraska, go.
Semper Fi, brother. Give me 30 seconds. Stop sending cash money to Ukraine. Send them equipment. Send them mothball equipment we have. Give them what they need. I have Ukrainians that speak English that are legal refugees that work in factories where I'm at. And the people in Ukraine are fighting. If they lose because of no equipment, Biden's just holding everything back. 36 tanks? Come on, give me a break. Give them the equipment. We have them up all.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Democrat Senator Bennett, I'll definitely shut down the government if we don't have Ukraine money. Yeah, well, he is most definitely loyal to his country. Ukraine is freaking out as McCarthy chaos threatens U.S. aid. They're freaking out for the different reason. That's the reason I gave you yesterday. It's a theory of mine, but it's a theory I'm maintaining. There's way too much anti-Ukraine chatter now in the news for me. These people know something. Something is going to come out. It's going to look bad. It's going to be damaging to everybody who's been pushing it. And what they're doing right now, they're prepping the battlefield. Pardon the pun about that. They are prepping the battlefield for something terrible to come out. Border Patrol loosens grooming and tattoo standards amid recruiting crisis. Oh, wonderful. And look, I don't have anything against tattoos. Or you're doing your hair differently. If you want to look like a dirty hippie, that's your business. It's not my business. My problem is, as they've made all of these jobs miserable for the good people, from the military to being a cop to being a Border Patrol agent, they run all the good people out. All the type A males are leaving because they're not going to stay in a job like that. And now we're going to end up filling all these organizations up with turds because we're lowering the standards just to achieve numbers. Slow, steady rot of everything that's good. Speaking of which, Planned Parenthood gives special needs kid cross-sex hormones after 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, a 30-minute appointment, they gave this kid, teenager, special needs. He's autistic. Look, when I tell you that I don't want to be president or Speaker of the House, that I will only accept a dictatorship of 5 years, I want you to understand something. Headlines like this are why I need a dictatorship, because there are organizations in this country that take these special needs people, which are the most wonderful people on the planet, them and their parents, and they just prey on them like they're just science experiments. And Dictator Jesse just, he needs 5 years. Indicted Senator Bob Menendez gets 10% in a primary matchup. I'm going to be so disappointed in New Jersey if they get yet another politician who's corrupt and they bounce him from office. New Jersey, what do you want? That's who you are. Own it and embrace it, okay? It's Jersey. I'd be disappointed if you had one who wasn't on the take. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your head up. Well, your head and your chin, but I guess your chin will automatically be up if your head's up, so I wish I hadn't said that at all. But anyway, download the podcast. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We'll have fun tomorrow. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.